Let Me Take a Selfie by Katbok Yang. A Tyler Seguin, Sidney Crosby sexting story. Read by Momo.
Reader's warning. This story contains some very mild hints at breath play. They're not followed up, but just a hint is definitely arousing to the protagonist.
He's still feeling the adrenaline from the game rushing through his veins, the first win after racking up a slump of losses. He decided to stay home for once, smiled at the younger rookies wanting to go out to celebrate, and went home to Cash and Marshall. He takes another shower, just to feel calmer, and it does help, makes him feel sleepy and content. It feels awesome to slide into his clean, cool sheets. He's gotta tip the house service extra for making his bed something perfect to come home to after long games. His phone's still blowing up with texts from his friends, all congratulating him on the 4 assists, and he scrolls through them quickly. He considers jerking off. Could have just picked up, but it's exhausting now to find a girl or guy if he can be discreet enough, and bring them back for a good time when all he wants is a quick orgasm so he can pass out. The last open snap was of Sid, first time he's ever used Snapchat, and the picture he sent was of his hockey stick at the rink. Typical. Tyler giggles, looking through his sister's stories, smiles through Brownie and Marchie's terrible shot videos at the rink, and feels his heart squeeze in his chest when he sees Jamie with Katie and Jordy's snap story from the bar some of the team went to. Abby's story has his two favorite girls lying on top of Sharpie, all fast asleep. He sends Becca, super cute, and settles back into his pillows. His hair is fluffed out from the shower, but he still looks hot as fuck, and yeah, he didn't get to pick up tonight. Or any night since. He doesn't want to think about it. There's an art to taking a hot picture of yourself to send to someone else. Tyler's done it enough times to know the best angles, lighting, and filters. He turns the camera towards selfie mode and pans down a bit to get an angle of his jaw and abs, almost dipping into his happy trail. It's a good picture. And when he's scrolling through his friends to see who would receive such a good picture, besides Jamie and Jordy for teasing him, he accidentally sends the picture to Sidney fucking Crosby. Shit. How the fuck did he even press send? He freaks the fuck out for just a minute, then rationalizes that Crosby probably won't even know how to open it, might miss the second mark. But just in case he does, Tyler sends him an alarming, "Don't open that, sorry bro," and then waits while absentmindedly looking through the rest of his stories. Sidney opened it. Fuck. Okay, it's fine. It wasn't like he sent him a shitty dick pic, but close enough, and the nervous weirdness in his chest only increases when he sees that Sidney sent him back a message. Why the fuck is he even awake? Isn't it past, like, 3 AM in Pittsburgh? God, Tyler's luck sucks. Hey, is this called sexting? Tenga was telling me about how the kids are doing it these days. Tyler stares at the words until he's cracking up. Good God, Sidney really is an old man in a young, hot hockey player's body. He stops laughing when he sees that Sidney sent him back a snap. What the fuck? Okay. It's a picture of Sidney's abs, a panned down, shitty angle, very immature, but the lighting somehow doesn't suck, and despite Tyler wanting to die, he's turned on. Because what? Sidney Crosby just sent him a sexy Snapchat. He flails around his bed for a minute, regrets not saving the pic, but also is glad he didn't. Sid probably doesn't know what that little double arrow means, but it would be awkward if another one of his teammates decides to inform him. Shit, did I not send it right? Still learning how to work the Snapchat. And Tyler finds that so endearing, he thinks, fuck it. If Crosby wants to sext him through Snapchat, he's game. No, I got it. Bad angle, but still hot. I'll teach you. Sidney opens it right away, sends back, "My angle was great." Tyler thumbs up and down the screen and decides, okay, he can do this. He snaps a wide angle, his legs tangled in bed, the curve of his abs barely visible but still there. It's artsy, hardly shows his body, but still makes you curious. This is ridiculous, he thinks while adding a good filter, and he's honestly getting sleepy despite being kinda turned on. But Crosby. He hits send and waits, his heart beating fast, which is stupid because it's not like he didn't look good in the pic. He gets a reply back in less than a few seconds. Okay, I see your point. Go to sleep, Sags. You can teach me tomorrow. He smiles and burrows under the covers. So, it becomes a thing. Tyler snaps sexy selfies and body shots to Sidney Crosby. They don't do it every night, but most days he'll get a few pictures of Crosby at the rink, stupid hot pictures of himself shirtless and sweaty after practice, or soft, seductive poses while he's lying in bed. He's getting better at those great angles and shots. Tyler finds his competitive streak coming out with each picture, wanting to outdo each picture in level of hotness. He sends back just as good as he gets. He knows he looks good, and he's worked hard on his body, uses the added advantage of having gorgeous dogs by sending a few selfies with them too. They're mostly upper body shots, but sometimes Sid will send him his leg with a nasty bruise, and he legit cannot understand why he's turned on by it. He's in a perpetual state of arousal because of Sid's dumb shirtless, hot-as-fuck snaps, and ends up jerking off in a shower thinking of Sidney purposefully posing half-naked just for Tyler. There's normal selfies too, and Tyler starts to look forward to those just as much as the sexy half-nude ones. Sid's smile is pretty okay, and his shaky selfies with Tanger's kids make his stomach do weird squirmy things. Tyler almost chokes on his granola bar when Sidney sends him a seductive shot of his ass barely covered by the towel, skin looking flushed and soft. It's a mirror pose, and Tyler hopes, for the sake of the rest of the penguins, Sidney doesn't go modeling around half-naked all the time. Fuck, okay, you've proved your point. You're much better at them now. Yeah. Your ass is a legend, bro. Sidney sends back a winky face, and it's so lame, there's so many emojis to choose from, but before he can tease him about it, Sid sends another picture. This time, without the towel, and Tyler's dick chops up in his loose gym shorts almost immediately. Holy fuck. Okay, game on. It escalates even further after the Stars finally play the Pens. The game itself is brutal, and they don't have time to catch ice or say anything. But after the game, before Tyler can even head off the ice, Sidney skates up to him quick. Wait for me before you leave. Tyler wants to be petty. He's still upset with the loss, but Sidney's hair is falling out of his helmet, sticking to his forehead. His lips are bitten through pink, and his eyes look so sincerely pretty. Okay. His head bangs against the door of the supply closet. It's dark and crowded, but Tyler could care less. Sidney's kissing him roughly, grinding his dick against Tyler's hip. Fuck, do you know how hot you looked in all those pictures? Tyler grins. Hearing that is obviously a great ego booster, but he doesn't have enough time to tease Sid about it. He's thorough when he kisses, licking into Tyler's mouth as if it holds the world's most decadent chocolate. He puts his hand on Tyler's hips, sweeps his thumb over the cut of his hip bone, nipping at the soft skin beneath his ear. And I hated the ones that would disappear too fast. Tyler takes a minute to catch his words. He's busy squeezing Sidney's perfect ass and running his hips up, needing friction and aching to kiss some more. Should have screenshot them. You can do that? Tyler laughs, because of course he doesn't know that. And he looks like a ruffled puppy and sex god all at the same time, and Tyler wants to rub off against him and also swallow his dick down till he's choking. I kept most of yours. Sidney's eyes widen and he grips Tyler's shoulders. Fuck, okay, fuck, Ziggs, get me off. He's more than happy to drop to his knees. Tyler's mouth is loose around him, wet and sloppy, and his tongue licks up and down the length of Sydney's cock like he loves it. And Sid's already so goddamn keyed up, his fingers tangle and tug at Tyler's hair, trying not to thrust deeper and failing. Tyler doesn't mind it, concentrates on working his mouth to take more of Sydney's dick, using his tongue against the head, against the strong vein down the length of him, hollowing his cheeks, showing all his tricks. It doesn't take much more before Sid's coming down his throat, moaning and whimpering and sounding fucking destroyed like he's the one who had a dick down his throat.
"I wonder what you come,"
Sydney says, breathlessly, tugging at Tyler's already messy hair. Tyler isn't gonna argue. He doesn't bother getting up. He's so turned on, isn't gonna last long anyway, not with the taste of Sydney's cum still on his tongue, the ache in his jaw and throat, and with Sydney watching him like that, his dark eyes hot, gaze intense. He doesn't bother trying to draw it out at all, leans his head against Sid's hip, and fucks up into his own fist.
"God, I want to fuck you,"
Sydney says, and Tyler closes his eyes, shivering when Sid's fingers are pressing against his ass, not pushing in, just tracing over gently, his other hand closing lightly around his throat, not squeezing, just resting, soft pressure.
"Fuck!"
Tyler gasps, and then he's coming, hot drops of it spilling over his fist and running over his stomach. Sydney basically hauls him up and kisses him deeply, stealing his breath, and shit, Tyler is so glad he accidentally sent that shirtless snap to him in the first place. "Whenever you are gone, I just wanna be with ya. Please don't get me wrong, I just wanna see a picture. Take a dirty picture for me, take a dirty picture. Take a dirty picture for me, take a dirty..." The end. "When you're all alone, boy, I got something to give ya. Will you play along if I take a dirty picture? I'll take a dirty picture for you, take a dirty picture. I'll take a dirty picture for you, take a dirty picture. Take a dirty picture for me, take a dirty picture. Take a dirty picture for me, take a dirty picture. Send a dirty picture to me, send a dirty picture. Send a dirty picture to me, send a dirty picture. Picture, picture, picture. Snap.
You've just finished listening to Let Me Take a Selfie by Cap Buck Yang. If you enjoyed this story, please leave the author some feedback on AO3. And if you enjoyed my production and performance of this story, please leave me some feedback. You can find me as Momo Pods on AO3. Thank you to Cap Buck Yang for giving me permission to podfic this story. I hope I pronounced their username correctly, as it could also be Cap Bucky Yang. The song used for scene breaks is Dirty Picture by Tayo Cruz featuring Kesha. Thank you to my friend Rox for suggesting it. This story was recorded in July 2019 and is the third part in a loose collection of Tyler Sagan-centric porn fics that I'm titling the Sizzling Slutty Sagan Summer Series. And now for some reader free talk. Okay. Out of all the ships I'm recording for this series, this is the most popular one. But it still only has like 25 works on AO3. 26 once this is posted. So first let me say something about the continuity between this fic and the others. So this story was published in November 2016, which means it was published in between the two fics that I recorded for the previous installment. So you can either see it as an interlude to the Sharpie shenanigans or as a follow-up. Like, to me personally, it's not relevant how you want to place this fic in this verse that I'm creating. I personally haven't really decided yet where I want to put it, but I'm leaning towards in between the two Sharpie installments. Anyway, signs that this fic definitely fits into this verse are Seggy's breath play kink. I didn't realize fandom was this much into Segs getting choked. Then there's the fact that Sex is now very conscious of men being an option, but his need to be discreet is, you know, at the forefront of his mind. Like, he wants men, he's confident in going after men, but he knows he has to be discreet. He's also very confident in his own appeal to other men. He's definitely still into both men and women. And then, of course, there's this remark on Abby and the kids and Sharpie himself, which really neatly fits with the previous installment and is the reason why I published this story after the Sharpie one. But I swear, when I picked this story originally, I hadn't even realized yet how well it would fit. Like, that is honestly coincidental. But now that after reading them, I was like, oh my god, this is just perfect. I just really love that the Tyler Sagan fans all unanimously agree that he's a disaster bisexual with like slutty, kinky energy. It's perfect. And this is the third time Sex has given someone a blowjob in the series. This boy just really likes getting on his knees, I guess. Or fandom likes putting him on his knees, I suppose. The picture for the cover was my first and only choice for this cover. I saw it on pixels.com, I think. It's one of the free stock photo sites I like to use these days. And it was just absolutely perfect. The colors are brilliant, the apple is nice and firm, and all of it is just incredibly messy, but also, you know, hashtag artsy. Just like Tyler is a little bit, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'd never let it be said I don't like a good symbol on my covers. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. There's one more podfic in this series to come next week. It's another pairing, another adventure in Sex's sexy summer shenanigans. Well, there's another title for the series, I guess. I'm gonna stick with the sizzling slutty Sagan summer series, though. I hope to be talking to you soon. Bye!